beloved community. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio welcoming you to MLK Sunday at New Covenant, where we focus on the prophetic message of Reverend Dr. King's challenge to the church today. 1 year ago, we launched the Reparations Pilot Project with the goal of establishing 20 college savings accounts for African-American grandchildren of NCF and funding those accounts with $1,000 each. I am humbled and excited to report that 22 Black children ages 0 through 17 now have college savings established in their grandmother's names for a total growing market value of over $23,000. How did we get here? What are the next stages of the pilot project in 2025? And what are our dreams for the future? When I arrived at New Covenant in the late 90s, this fellowship was engaged in the process of what was then called racial reconciliation, hiring Jeff Trask from 2001 to 2012 to serve as our mercy and justice outreach pastor. Under his leadership, the Champaign County Christian Health Center was born, and Jeff went on to serve at several universities as a professor of public health and healthcare management. In 2018, Jeff resumed teaching at NCF, preparing us to respond to the crises of the pandemic. In the summer of 2020, the leadership team signed the Faith in Place Anti-Racism Pledge, committing to learn from voices of color and prioritize our budget to do so. Jeff began teaching monthly and eventually agreed to resume official ministry as our adjunct pastor. Our journey to reparations started with Zoom conversations during the pandemic, where we hired a legal historian and Black leaders to educate us about the legacy of reparations around the world. Then we established a reparations committee and a reparations fund to begin saving money for the ministry God would show us. One of our primary biblical inspirations was the discovery that God was the original architect of reparations, as recounted three times in Exodus with God's instruction to Moses of how to bring about liberation for the enslaved people of Israel. At the burning bush in Exodus 3:21 through 22a, "I'll make it so that when you leave Egypt, the Egyptians will be kind to you, and you won't go away empty-handed. Every woman will ask her neighbor, along with the immigrant in her household, for their silver and their gold jewelry, as well as their clothing. Then you will put it on your sons and daughters." And then later in Exodus 11:1 through 3a, the Lord said to Moses, "I'll bring one more disaster on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he'll let you go from here. In fact, when he lets you go, he'll eagerly chase you out of here. Tell every man to ask his neighbor and every woman to ask her neighbor for all their silver and gold jewelry." The Lord made sure that the Egyptians were kind to the Hebrew people. And then in Exodus 12:35 through 36a, the Israelites did as Moses had told them and asked the Egyptians for their silver and gold jewelry as well as their clothing. The Lord made sure that the Egyptians were kind to the people so that they let them have whatever they asked for. Additionally, we looked at the message of the Hebrew prophets calling for economic justice and repair, as well as Jesus' calling of Zacchaeus, who vowed to repay his ill-gotten profits, confirming God's work of salvation for his household. So, what are the reparations pilot project plans for 2025? We are hoping to add 10 or more savings accounts for Black grandchildren of NCF to fund with $1,000 each, while investing an additional $500 in each of the accounts established last year. In February, I will be working remotely in Texas on pilot program evaluation, a cover letter and a FAQ intro for new participants, literature review, and preparing to present the program to other interested churches for possible replication. MLK Day is a good time to consider our dreams for the future based on the vision of equality and repair of inequities at all levels. While the pilot project's initial scope is 7 years, my hope is that we can continue to fund savings accounts for higher education for all the Black grandchildren of NCF until they turn 21 years old. I'm excited to collect the longitudinal data to inspire these kinds of programs in other churches and organizations. Meanwhile, the young people who grew up at NCF, the adult children of African American parents involved in our fellowship, are also due reparations. It is my dream to establish a second pilot project to fund Roth individual retirement accounts for that generation of NCFers to assist them with home buying and building economic stability for the future. Where in our small fellowship do we find the funding for ongoing reparations? We've been designating a small part of our budget, $5,000, toward the reparations fund annually since 2022. Meanwhile, many individuals have also contributed toward reparations in addition to their tithes and offerings. The next step, as I talk to our advisors at Everence Financial, is to establish an NCF endowment to which we can contribute from our estates in order to fund priorities of reparations and other ministries after we are gone. When we consider the gap in generational wealth between Black and white families because of slavery, Jim Crow, and ongoing discrimination and inequality, the idea of allocating generational wealth to mitigate that discrepancy through our wills makes a lot of sense. As we have tithed and funded reparations during our lifetimes, so we can continue to do so after our deaths. We dream of a day that God's kingdom will be more fully revealed, so all of our children, Black and white and every ethnicity, will be able to pursue education without debt, establish homes for their families, and that we would repair the wounds and inequities that separate us from our true identity as the family of God. May God's kingdom come. May God's will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen.